Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. And I am getting used to getting my butt kicked, but that's a good thing. So welcome to the podcast. For those of you who are new, Monday through Thursday, we talk apologetics, theology, debates, dialogues, rebuttals, all kinds of great stuff. Friday, though, we talk about whatever I want to talk about, and I always have an eclectic group of topics to discuss upon. Today, I want to talk about something that's a little bit closer to home, maybe something that you all have thought of before or considering or maybe actively do, and that would be martial arts. So we were looking for different activities to get our family involved in, my boys involved in, their ages right now. Well, Matt is, what are they, seven? How do I remember my kids' ages? It's 7, 4 going on 5, and little 1.5-year-old. I love it. And so we thought about different sports, different things like that. But I think Laura, especially with the state of the world, worrying that like the next world war is going to be starting, she's like, I really want the boys to learn how to fight. She's like, I want them to be able to defend themselves. And I said, that's awesome. I totally agree with that. And I say, get them started early. Now, I don't want them to go out and learn how to beat people up or something like that. But I want them to know how to control their own bodies, control the space around them, so they could protect themselves and others, whatever situation may arise. And also, even if that never ends up happening, hey, it's good exercise for them. They got a ton of energy anyway. So that's the hard thing with kids, especially when they're little, right? It's always like, how do you have so much energy, especially at night when I have no energy? And we will take them out. They'll be at the park for hours. Then they'll go do martial arts. They'll do all this other stuff. They'll run around. And they still have energy. Oh, my goodness. And they're starting to turn into like, I feel like they're like little teenage boys sometimes. They can just like demolish a pizza that I'll bring home, for example. So I remember when they're just like a little baby, you just pour out the corn and the beans on their little high chair. And now, though, they're it's so fun. And this is something I wanted, something that I could do with them as well. So I have started to train. And yes, yeah, so now we're kind of getting into martial arts. And we were looking online and you were thinking, okay, what kind of martial arts training, like what style do you choose? You know, what do you look at? And I look up online and apparently Miyagi-Do is not real. So you can't find a Miyagi-Do dojo if you watch Cobra Kai. They are based on some real martial arts here and there. But I think Laura and I both agree we didn't want something that was showy. We wanted something that had more practicality to it. So, and I don't mean to offend you if I talk about the martial arts we didn't pick and you pick that, you do that martial art and you're a black belt in it, don't come over here and beat me up or something like that. It wasn't our thing. It was funny. She was like, what should we pick? I said, Laura, let's put them in fencing. She's like, fencing? I'm like, yeah. If they're in a fight, they're always going to win if they have a sword, okay? I actually used to help with a fencing club. I made a commercial for them once. So I spent a long time in the fencing club filming it and learning about the different styles. You've got, what is it? There are three kinds of fencing. Épée is one. Saber is the heaviest one. Saber is really cool. Something, I remember épée and saber. There's a third one. I failed the trivia question. But no, so we were looking at different kinds of martial arts. And I remember when I was like, oh gosh, I was probably like 7 or 8 years old. I went and did karate like at the YMCA. I think I had a yellow belt. I still remember some of the moves. I remember some of the blocks and that's about it. But it is just not that practical. So things like Tai Chi, Taekwondo, to us, looking at it, it just did not seem that practical of a martial art if you're in a fight type situation. Now, I will tell my boys, like, look, when they get older, the best thing you can do in a fight situation, though, is to remove yourself. Like, if you can get out of a situation and de-escalate it, you should do that. But sometimes push comes to shove, you know, and you don't have any other option, really. You have to restrain somebody. So we looked at things that are practical. Like, what are the really practical martial arts? One that I really love and I want to try soon. I don't want to try it yet because I've already got my butt handed to me. I don't want to end up in the hospital, is Krav Maga, K-R-A-V space M-A-G-A, Krav Maga. This is a fighting style developed by some Israeli, I think, soldiers. It wasn't, the state of Israel wasn't around then. This is back in the 30s that came up with it. But it was a Jewish fighting style, and it was adapted eventually by the state of Israel teaches it to the Israeli Defense Force. So Krav Maga is just win at any cost. It teaches you how to fight using your surroundings, how to disarm attackers with knives, with guns. It's not about technique or belts necessarily. It's just about winning practically in fights. And so it is a very intense form of a martial art in that respect. So I'm like, do they have kid Krav Maga? It's like, nah, it only starts at 13. But even there, it's like, nah, you really want to have a few things under your belt before that. But so we looked around at different gyms near us. We found one that is just awesome. We went to one gym, and then we ended up at another. We shopped around a bit. We found one, though. I like it. It has a very family feel to it. Like, all the same people end up at all the classes. And a lot of times, they have classes for adults and kids at the same time. And so my boys do jiu-jitsu and wrestling. And I think jiu-jitsu and Brazilian jiu-jitsu is one of the most practical forms of martial arts. I think it's a very helpful, like, if I had to think of the martial arts, like, if you want to learn a martial art to really be able to handle yourself in self-defense situations, I think, well, really, honestly, you're going to need to learn multiple styles. I think, you know, you need to learn striking. So I think that if you look at mixed martial arts, the people who do well there are usually people who know things like Muay Thai kickboxing. Muay Thai kickboxing is like boxing, but it uses like 8 striking points. You learn how to use your fists, your knees, your elbows. It's something like the 8-pointed strike or something like that. So you have to learn that striking. But I think also, honestly, in a lot of fights, it's not like in the movies where it's like, aha, I'm sorry, was that racist? That was bad. It reminds me of Karate Kid Part 3 when Terry Silver is fighting Mr. Miyagi. He's like, wah! And then Mr. Miyagi just like totally wrecks him. And Mr. Miyagi at the end taunts him and goes, wah! You know, so it's not like, you know, just like flailing fists around. I think in a lot of real fights, what ends up happening is you go at each other, then you end up on the ground, and really more wrestling and submission holds are what ends up happening in a lot of real fights. Usually, you don't punch a guy, block, punch, punch, and then the guy is down. I think a lot of times you'll end up on the ground. You got to learn how to restrain people, and so a fighting style like judo or jiu-jitsu, something that teaches you how to use another person's strength against them. And jiu-jitsu, what's amazing about it is it teaches you how to fight and subdue people that are larger than you. So it's a good style in that respect to learn. And I've seen people who are smaller than me, black belts in jiu-jitsu, that can take on really big people. So this gym I really like. And so the boys have been doing jiu-jitsu and wrestling. And it's the real deal. The guy who teaches it, and he teaches the kid classes, he is no joke, like a 7-foot-tall Russian man. He towers over the adults. And like the children, like my little kids were only like 40 inches tall. It, like, looking at him, it'd be like if I met an adult that was as big as my house. Like, I'm amazed. But like, and he's kind of gruff with them, but he also knows how to handle them really well. He keeps the classes they're done in a disciplined way. So I like that. And they're learning moves right now. Now I kind of worry that like Matthew and Thomas will use their jiu-jitsu on each other when they want to fight. They have done that a little bit. But they learn. And so they're doing that jiu-jitsu and wrestling. And I, at the same time, am doing, when they do their class, I do boxing because it's offered at the same time. And I really enjoy that. It has shown me, though, that I am totally out of shape. I mean, basically, boxing is 30 minutes of aerobics and 30 minutes of practice sparring, like learning how to do different kinds of punches. And really, honestly, boxing is not so much about strength. It's more like about speed. And but you learn how to hit, but you're trying to learn, and it works out your core and your arms. And I am just a dead man after. because I'm totally out of shape, but I'm glad like I have something that makes me work out hard. I mean, I get it. Like if I went to the gym, I would just walk on the treadmill and watch TV because the gym has TV and I don't have cable TV. Maybe I'd lift a few weights. So I'm not going to push myself. But when you're in a class, you got to just do what everybody does. So I get that. I get why people would do classes at the gym now when I never really used to do that. And it's great. But man, like the coach for boxing, he reminds me of like an Eastern European version of Mickey from Rocky. Get up, you bum. Come on, Rocky. And he's an older guy. But then when he shows you what to do with like his feet, he moves them back and forth. And when he hits, like he's still got it. He's so good. And there's a younger guy who helps him. And he helped me actually, you know, start off just with like sparring because I'm like one of the new guys, teaching me how to land punches and move back and forth. And his name is Gabor. And you can expect, so just, and imagine being knocked around by a guy. He looks like a Gabor. Just, he looks like, you know, in Creed 2 when Creed fights Ivan Drago's son. He looks like he could have been there fighting along with Ivan Drago's son. He's like this big guy, basically. I'm like, oh, terrific. But they're super nice, and they've been helping me, and that's been good. The other style, though, that I've been trying to do, I also have been sick, and we've had bad weather. I went once. I'm going to go again, but I'm trying to get over that it's really hard, and that would be adult jiu-jitsu. And adult jiu-jitsu is the hardest thing I have ever done. Dude, it is really hard. I know I sound whiny, but and maybe it's this particular gym. Like other gyms I looked at for the adult classes, they don't get you sparring right away. You just learn techniques. Maybe I need more technique time, but I want to work on that. But they just start first, though, the aerobics. Like I am a 37-year-old man, and they go, okay, warm-ups. And for warm-ups, it's do what are you thinking? Not somersaults, but like front rolls. You know, do like roll across the mats. And then I'm done with that. My head's spinning. I'm like, wow, I feel really bad. My body's all achy and rigidity. And so you do a lot of warm-ups, harder warm-ups, I feel like, in jiu-jitsu than with boxing. And then you go out with this. You learn these techniques, and it's intimate kind of wrestling techniques. You're using your entire body. And I was just covered with sweat as it was done. And I'm the white belt, you know, wearing my big old white belt to show that I have no idea what I am doing. And so I go and I learn, and I'm starting to get it a little bit. And then one of the instructors, who's a black belt in jiu-jitsu, takes me aside and says, and he's also like this Eastern European fighter who, you know, knows the stuff. Okay, here, let me show you what to do. And then he like takes me through like what I felt like should have been a month's worth of jiu-jitsu introductory lessons in like 5 minutes. All right, let's go. And then he starts going with me. And this black belt is just going against me. And I'm trying to subdue him, and he's trying to subdue me, and he absolutely wrecked me. I appreciate it, though. He didn't hold back. I'm sure he held back, because otherwise I'd be dead. But, you know, I learned these techniques, and I'm like, okay. But, man, I have never felt so helpless. I have never felt so helpless as I did fighting a black belt in jiu-jitsu. You are, like, they just get you down, wrap their legs around your head, and you are desperately tapping the mat to breathe. Like, I have never felt so helpless in my life. And so if you learn these techniques, you can subdue people. And I've seen people there. I've seen these giant men be subdued by smaller people, and their faces are turning purple because they don't want to tap out for the submission. And he just threw me around, like, threw my leg up over me and, like, slammed me down into the mat. And I was just, by the end of it, I was so disoriented, and like I had sparkly vision. I like sat down, and then I went into the bathroom and I threw up like a champion. I threw up and I came back out. I said, I'm going to need a little few more minutes. And then I told a few of the guys what happened, and I haven't been back since. I'm sure they're like, oh, we were too rough on him. But it was really a collection of events that didn't work out properly. But I want to go back. Like some people will just be like, no, I'm done. I'm not done. I want to learn this. But man, oh man, is it hard. But it's good. It's good to learn this, and I would like to learn that. I would love to be able to have a style that combines the submission holds of jiu-jitsu with the striking of like Muay Thai and boxing. So that's what I'm doing now. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. It's great family time. I love the kids are doing this, and eventually, the reason I really want to learn this stuff too is I want to teach the boys, and I want this to be something we do together, not like this is your activity to go kill time and I can do something else. I want this to be a family type thing that we do. Oh, one last thing. I don't know if he still does this, but I'm pretty sure, well, Taylor Marshall lives here in Dallas, in Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I think he does, or did at least, jujitsu or martial arts. I think his family does that. So yeah, will there come a possibility in the future after I've trained enough? There'll be some kind of valley-wide tournament. We don't live in a valley, but I'm going to say it's the valley, like Cobra Kai. Valley-wide tournament, then I'll be there. And then Taylor Marshall and I will face off. And someone's going to be screaming off the side to him, "Put him in a body bag, Taylor! Sweep the leg, Marshall." "Yes, sensei." Will that happen? I don't know. He certainly would have a lot of leg up on me and doing this a lot longer. But, you know, Johnny Lawrence did karate a lot longer than Danny LaRusso. And we saw what happened in that movie. So, never know. You never know what might happen in the future. But that is what's going on for us. Thank you guys for listening. I hope that was fun. Maybe I'll do another episode on other kinds of martial arts. Maybe I should bring in an expert that could talk about it. Ooh, maybe I'll interview someone from my gym. Who knows? Might be fun to do that. So, alrighty, thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.
If you liked today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.